Industries and Commerce Minister Muralasoli Maran, while announcing the Exim Policy 2002-2003 today, said that India needs to take radical steps to boost trade.
We should wake up from the stupor of export capitalism of the earlier years, release ourselves from the feelings of export pessimism and apathy, and employ international trade as an engine of growth. Although the empirical debate on the growth effects of trade policy reforms remains unsettled, there is a strong co-movement between exports and output growth in a liberalized trade environment. This lends support to the need for persisting with an open trade system. Anti-export bias, both in policies and mindset, needs to be corrected. Unless capacities are created in India specifically for the export market, it is unlikely that the export growth expectation can be met. Customs duty on import of rough diamonds is being reduced to 0%. Import of rough diamonds is already freely allowed. Licensing regime for rough diamond is being abolished. This should help India to emerge as a major international center for diamonds. We are already one of the leaders in the diamond sector. For the first time in India, overseas banking units, OBUs, will be permitted to be set up in special economic zones. This is a path-breaking initiative. These units would be virtually foreign branches of Indian banks, but located in India. These overseas banking units, inter alia, would be exempt from CRR, SLR, and would give access to SEZ units and SES developers to international finances at international rates. This, I need to mention, is a very significant decision in making SEZs internationally competitive.